I do. I do voices.
What do you mean, you do voices?
Well, I do voices.
Yeah!
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
What happened to be in America? Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
Well, this is certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that. Hey, boss, give it a chance. She's going to loosen up any moment.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
I'm crazy to make a deal with you.
Nancy and I are still looking for the other half of my head.
Idiot. Idiot. I'm sitting on a gold mine.
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it. I do a great impression of a hot dog.
Mr. Hillard, do you consider yourself humorous?
I used to. There was a time when I found myself funny. But today, you have proven me wrong.
God knows.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, episode 69. 69! Yeah, I've been waiting for this one for a long time. The 14-year-old boy in me is very excited and amused. How are you? I'm your host, Bill, your friend, as many of you know me, or just some guy that talks to you on the internet sometimes. I hope you're doing well. Thank you, everyone, that came out to the last open mic at Sly Bar last Tuesday. It was fantastically attended and performed by many talented folks. And I have one of those folks in my studio. I do that in quotes because it's just my house. Natasha Samraney. Am I saying that correct?
Yeah, you are.
I practiced all day today.
You did not.
I did. No, I really did. I was like, don't screw it up. And I almost thought I was going to screw it up at the last second.
Well, that's
I pulled up the reins and got it right.
I almost said your name out loud, but then I forgot how you said it.
Good. Just don't. Okay. I'll tell you off air. We can't curse. So poor Natasha, I just sprung it on her. I was like, yeah, I just got to play my music, and then I'll pull you in the conversation just as we're about to go and start recording. Oh, yeah, don't curse. Like 3 seconds before, and she went, oh, no. I could see her eyes get big. If you do, we can edit it out, so we'll just have to throw it in the garbage, and that would be it.
You can't edit it out?
No.
This is one of those Big Brother shows?
Well, here's the thing. I'm kind of technology illiterate. That's not, you know what I'm saying, technologically.
Yeah. I'm just having a good time watching you try to say it.
Yes, I'm dumb. I actually had this, I got humbled by how dumb I am because I ordered Chinese food on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the, I asked my office mate what she wanted. I was going to buy lunch that day. And she goes, I just want Kung Pao chicken, but no chicken in it. And I was like, okay. So I ordered the vegetarian Kung Pao chicken. And the guy's like, so no chicken?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, the vegetarian. And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm dumb. And I was like, yes, I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
I would have just been like, I just want some Kung Pao.
Yeah, that's what like, you should have done.
Yeah, but what does that mean? I feel like it'd be like a little Mighty Mouse just like punches up a platter. What happens?
I don't know what his reaction would have been. I think he finally figured it out. But I was like, I was humiliated going in there.
Uh-huh.
And I had to talk to him. And I was just like, I'm the dummy who ordered the vegetarian Kung Pao chicken. And he's like, I was like, sorry.
He doesn't care as long as you tip him well.
Yeah. And I don't tip on takeout food.
Oh.
Is that bad?
You don't?
I just feel like what are you doing? Like, I'm poor, so I just feel like what is this guy doing to... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm judging you in my head right now. I used to deliver pizzas, so... No, I'm not judging you.
I used to deliver subs. But a delivery guy is different than a takeout, someone
really?
Who's just taking your money, right?
Oh, wait, takeout. You know what? I had this conversation with a friend a long time ago about, you know, the different words you can use for takeout. Like, I think Chili's had take home a sack for a while, and then there's takeout, yeah, and delivery.
Because delivery, that's different. Like, you have to tip the delivery
takeout,
guy.
You're talking about you go to the restaurant, and you want the food, and you pick it up yourself.
I'm picking it up
myself.
Yeah,
you shouldn't have to tip them. Why would you have to tip them? They're cashing you out, right? That's it.
That's my theory. Yeah. But then I've heard some conflicting, like, people are like, I don't know. I think you're supposed to give those guys, you know.
Yeah.
And then I feel like, okay, so what am I supposed to do? Do I round up and give them, like, 34 cents? And I feel like that's even more insulting than not tipping at all.
I went out on a date the other day and I tried to, and I left, you know, a couple bucks. It was a really cheap lunch. And then like my change, and it was like 73 cents. And the guy I was with, he's like, you left pennies as a tip. And I didn't even notice it. But in my mind, if anyone gives me any money, I'm excited. Who cares if they're pennies? Is that insulting?
I don't know. Like, I'm a guy that will pick up like a nickel or a penny or something on the ground. And one of my friends made fun of me for that. I'm like, you have too much money then.
Exactly.
I mean, all those things, it only takes, first of all, I could use the exercise anyways to bend down and pick up this, you know, piece of money and then just throw it in my jar. And then by the time I'm going to die, I can cash in that jar and then I'll get like 20 bucks.
You can pay for your funeral.
Yeah.
If you don't know you're about to die.
No, I'll just give my grandson or granddaughter her $20. That's it. That's all. As it's looking right now, that's all they're going to get out of me.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That extra change. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're from, Natasha's originally from, are you from Chicago?
No, I just moved down here. I am actually I'm a military brat, but I grew up a good part of my life. Did you just smell your drink before you drank it?
No, I was trying to put the straw in my mouth and I had to look.
You had a moment. You had a bar girl moment. I grew up a little bit in the Tampa Bay, so like through high school and college. So I'm sort of coming back home, but my parents have moved to a lot cooler house and my family is all in their own thing. So, yeah.
So you're from, where were you born?
I was born in Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis. Is that near, well, I guess like Maryland.
Maryland, so near D.C.
Okay.
There's a Naval Academy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. So you were born like on a military base.
Yeah.
And then you somehow escaped.
I escaped as a 2-year-old. Yeah. I started running out of the womb and I never stopped. That's exactly what happened. Well, yeah. No. And then we moved around a lot and we ended up in Florida. And I remember when we first came here, like, America was a culture shock. Like, I expected Florida, Disney World in Miami. And it was totally rural and there were cows and...
Was it MacDill?
They were there. My parents were stationed there, but we lived east, so sort of in an undeveloped part of Central Florida. Yeah.
So was it your mom and dad were both in the military?
Yeah, that's probably all I can say about their military service.
Wow. Very elite.
Can I put my foot on this chair?
Yeah, you can do
Is
whatever
that
you
rude?
Like. No,
it
I don't
looks
care.
Very comfortable.
Believe me, I don't wear pants most of the time and sit on my furniture.
I'm so glad you put on pants for this broadcast.
Yeah, you know, I figured it was the right thing to do.
It's very professional.
I actually, I was cleaning up because I got a burrito earlier, I was telling you, and I was cleaning, I was like, and it smelled like burrito in here, and I was like, oh, God. So I lit the candle and started to run and take the garbage out, and then I forgot that I left the lids from the sauces from the Tijuana Flats open. So I had it against my chest and I just spilled that curry sauce all over my shirt.
Is it curry sauce from Tijuana Flats?
There was. Usually what happens to me when I go to Tijuana Flats is it's so crowded in there because I usually go on like a special Taco Tuesday or something like that because people love dollar off their tacos.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'll just get the most popular sauce and I'm out because it's crowded and I just can't do the crowds anymore. But this time it was empty and it was early. So I was like, I'm going to really explore this sauce bar. And then I found this curry sauce and I got really excited and it was delicious.
That sounds awesome. Wait, so are you saying if I were to come closer to you, you would smell like some type of Asian cuisine or some type of Mexican burrito?
It would be a mix of the both. It would be very interesting. I don't know. It's hard to smell yourself, but...
it's true.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't know if you have bad BO.
That's one of my biggest fears, honestly.
I know.
I'm constantly worried that I smell. That's like the biggest thing.
You feel like you're like the real life Pig Pen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And Linus mixed together. I always carry around my security blanket.
Did you name your blanket?
No. No. It was just blanket. Maybe.
Did you, when you were a kid, like since Halloween sort of just passed, did you used to watch Was It a Great Pumpkin?
Yeah, I actually watched all of those. That was a very exciting time. This time of year was great because every couple of weeks they had on a new Peanuts.
Yeah.
And it was very exciting, even though you've seen it, you know, a million times. But
so
yeah.
So good.
I'm trying to think. I think I like the Christmas one the best.
Yeah.
With the little Bobo Christmas tree that
the
they had.
Yeah,
there.
The little, yeah, we called it Charlie Brown Christmas tree. I loved it when the little Peanuts characters would go ice skating and they would be singing and their eyes are closed and they're like looking up in the air and just like skating around like everything's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so angelic.
If only that, if I could live that for only minutes, that would be. It's hard out there, you know. It'd be nice to just get some tranquility and all adults would just sound like...
That's true. And you would
serious.
Have a beagle that kissed you on the nose.
Oh, man.
That would be the life.
It's a fantasy.
It is. You have the Peanuts fantasy.
So, Natasha, you came to our open mic making some people laugh. Do you know if there's a difference between comedian and comedienne? I wonder about that.
I saw your tweet and I don't know. I guess like comedienne, they... use more with women?
Yes.
But I don't know.
That's the case. But I was wondering if there was a, like the way you say it, if there's a difference. Comedienne and comedienne.
I would think so. Doesn't one sound more French? I've never looked it up.
I don't know. I feel like it's like the pecan and pecan argument.
But they are spelled differently, aren't they? Like you, I thought you could spell comedian like D-I-A-N and then comedienne the whole... French
yeah, thing. they are spelled differently, yeah. And I made sure because I wanted to be respectful and everything.
I appreciate
since
that.
Since Craig called me a racist, apparently on stage the other day.
I heard that. What was that about?
I don't know. I went and used the restroom, and then I heard my name, and I was like, oh God. And then I saw his Facebook posting that he called me a racist, and I was like, well, you forgot sexist and homophobe too, Craig. So.
Oh, you just called yourself out. That's not true.
No, it's not. It's That's not why true. I want it to be
Should
known.
Should I cover your bases?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Before anyone else can do it, I can be like, ah, gotcha.
And
beat
he
you
smells
to the punch.
Like tacos.
He does, yeah. And other things. But
I was talking about you there, because apparently you smell like tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Also curry. We've worked that
That's
out as
true.
Well.
That's true. Your fusion.
So you lived here for, you just got back.
I just got back.
And like you had a tour of duty in Chicago.
I guess I did. I had a comedy tour of duty. I was there for 3 years and I miss it. I miss it a lot. I miss the scene there. I miss the people. And yeah, I think I'm still trying to process it. Yeah.
So what, I don't want to get too personal, but what brought you back to good old sunny Florida?
Part of the reason I came back was a faltered plan, to go overseas with a long lost love.
Oh my gosh.
Is that too personal?
No, I can't wait to, I'm willing to dig into this. Let's go.
And, so I was going to visit my parents on the way and like stay with them for a while cause I'm close to my family. And, in that whole love and working overseas thing fell through. So I was just like, well, fine. I'm not going back up, at least until the end of winter. It's damn cold up there right now.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I'm actually going there next week.
That's right, for your birthday, right?
Yep.
Are you excited?
I am, but I'm a little concerned about this cold, to
please,
be quite honest.
Please bring, like, thick layers.
I don't really have any.
You're going to have to get something. You need to go to the thrift shops and, like, get the jackets that the snowbirds bring down. Because no matter how warm you think your jacket is that you have right now, it's not warm enough, Will.
Oh, God. This is what I was worried about. I think I'm going to get a pair of the long underwears.
Okay, the long underwear.
I'm going to Amazon Prime those.
Okay. You're going to need a couple of those depending on how cold it is. I heard it was like 19 degrees this week.
Oh, my gosh. I think it might warm up a little by next week, but not much. I think it's going to be like 31 for a high.
Is it Thanksgiving next week?
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks. Because like we get back Monday. We leave next Thursday. We'll be back Monday. And that's Thanksgiving Thursday,
okay. Yeah,
right?
It's always on a Thursday.
Yes. Okay.
So you're going to get Thursday. Long underwear. You're going to get a duck and just stuff them in between your jacket and your body.
I might have to, yeah. I'll just stuff one of my friends in there. There's one of the tiny ones.
Yeah, you just wrap them around yourself.
Sorry.
Get a little small dog, like a Lhasa Apso or something.
It's my birthday, so you can't say anything. I'm going to be 30 years old.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
The big 3-0, yeah.
I know. I'm actually really excited about it.
Why are you excited?
I feel like that... 30 is, it's just a number, right? Yeah. I know it's just a number, but it's more of a placebo effect than anything. Like, I feel like I'll really be an adult at that time. Because your 20s are kind of, your teens are obviously, you're just a mess. And then your 20s are this learning curve where you're going to learn a lot of lessons. Yeah. And then in your 30s, I feel like that's going to be prime time because hopefully you'll have more money. You have some life experience under you. You'll be ready to do some stuff. Mm-hmm. And 40s, too, for that matter, and even early 50s. Like, mm-hmm. I'm coming into the prime of my life, I think. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. How old are you?
I just turned 30.
You did?
Yeah. So I know what you mean. Well, in a way, I just feel like I can kick everyone's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know if I'm being naive about it or not, but I do feel like it's a transitionary step of your life, but it is just a number too. So I don't know.
But it's weird how numbers have that effect on us, huh?
And especially even whole numbers.
Yes.
Like you feel like you're getting milestones there when they really mean nothing.
That's
nothing.
Depending on how you're looking at them, they could be the beginning of something, but it is just like, maybe it's the zero in it because it's like this round thing.
Yeah.
Some like, it's a completion, some karmic completion symbol.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's weird. Are you going to do cake? What are you going to do? Are you going to drink yourself to death or something?
Cake, probably not.
Yeah.
I don't even really like cake. I never really like cake. Not a cake guy. But probably, yeah, I'll do a lot of drinking. I'm excited to see the sights.
Mm-hmm.
My friends have planned out, my friend Brian made this Excel sheet with just like things to do on it.
Yeah.
Which I'm not a planner type of guy.
Are they all like touristy things or like show things or?
I haven't even looked at it. I was like, once I saw the Excel open up, I was like, forget it. I can't do this. I can't look at it. So I'm kind of just going to go with the flow and whatever they want to do. I want to see that bean thing.
I was going to say, he probably has the bean on there.
Of course, yeah.
And you don't even know why you want to see the bean thing, right? It's just like in your head.
Yeah, it's just a big bean thing.
It is.
And then we're staying like right in the downtown area in some like really nice condo. Like I'll show you the pictures of it.
Who laid out for that one?
They all chipped in and they all got it. We're going there. I think there's five of us, so it should be a lot of fun. I want to get a piece of pizza.
Just one.
Probably a whole pizza,
and
then just eat that as one piece, and then
do Gino's East. Do you like deep dish? Down.
Well, yeah, you got to do Chicago. Yeah, yeah.
Gino's East.
Gino's
Everyone's
East?
Got their favorite. I think that one's the most delicious.
Is there a Gino's West?
That's a good question. I haven't found it yet, but apparently there's a few different Gino's East, and some of them are like on the west side of the city.
You don't want to go to. That's the one you want to avoid, right?
That's on the wrong side of the pizza tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many shows going on. I don't know. Are you a theater buff? Are you more comedy or what?
Yeah, I'm not really a theater guy or musicals. I tried to watch, the last musical I tried to watch was, what's that one with Johnny Depp and he played the serial killer?
Was that Sweeney?
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
That's it. That's
I was going to say Lemony Sweeney. Lemony Snicket Sweeney.
Lemony Snicket is something else.
Yeah, that's Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay.
But Sweeney Todd, and everyone's like, oh, it's so good. It's great. And then I put it on the DVD.
Yeah.
And I got through about 4 minutes.
So you're not a musical dude?
No, I can't do it. I couldn't even watch Across the Universe or anything either. Everyone loved that one.
God, you're going to have a blast, though, if you decide to go out to mics and showcases like the scene there. They're so welcoming and they're out all night. You can be out all night.
Well, the plan is I want to at least do one open mic while I'm there. We're going to be there for 4 days on the weekend, so I'm sure I can find at least one just to say that I did in Chicago. So
I'll make sure to tell all my friends there to when you go up
to
heckle
boo.
You.
Yeah, definitely.
Not to boo to heckle you, because booing just makes them all seem like jerks. But if they heckle you, you gotta figure that
I'm going to leave
out.
In tears. Leave in tears. But it'll be good for me. It will kind of build the tough skin.
Yeah,
you know?
You'll come
here
back
I got,
a new
here,
man.
Yeah, here I'm the kind of the... everyone knows who I am.
You're
here,
like
so
the comedy
just,
guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you'll just be like, who is this?
Yeah, who is this guy?
He sucks. I'm 30.
You can't do anything to me. I'm an adult now.
I have my security blanket.
So how long... When did you find out that... You were like, yeah, I could do comedy. I'm pretty funny. When did you have that moment in your head?
I haven't had that moment yet. I still don't think I'm funny. No. I think actually I started in improv just a few years ago. I'm still new at it. But I think it was the writing. I've always written in some form or another. Like I reported for a while and I've always written, whether it was poetry or stories. And I think once I started writing sketches there and just playing around like with improv and stuff, I got confidence that, like, I don't think it's all about jokes and punchlines and what's right or wrong. It's more about, like, it's like truth and people realizing, oh yeah, I feel that way too.
Mm-hmm.
So probably just a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I gotta do this. I hate doing this, but I have to do it.
What do you have to do?
If you're just joining us, I'm sitting down with Natasha Samrani. She's a comedian and writer. I was checking out your blog today, actually, and reading some of your stuff. Oh. I didn't really know that's what it was. Like, I knew you had a website, and I didn't check it out earlier. I probably should have, but I got a little while to check it out, and there was a lot of interesting stuff on there. I mean, you got some comedy stuff, you got some poetry, you got running the whole gamut there with your. What is your website so people can go check it out?
Oh, it's so long. I don't even remember it completely, but it's a Tumblr site. I think it's Natasha Samrani Writes.
Tumblr. That sounds right. I had it up here. Let me see. This is why I need an intern or something, just so I can.
Yeah, this is why I need a simpler site name. This is why I need money to put it on a real server.
They say it. Yes, that's what it is. And your last name is spelled Samrenny.
Yeah.
And then Writes with a W as
in
writing.
Yeah, because I write.
Not like civil rights.
I remember when I was trying to figure out, like, do I do WordPress or Tumblr? What do? I need a blog. I don't have money. I don't know how to do it. Like a few years ago, and just seeing some of my friends who were just completely writers, and they would put their name like Joaquin Writes. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds active. So
I
watched on.
I was telling you, tech stuff, like I don't know what to do. I don't really know why, because I kind of grew up with these things. Like, we're kind of the first generation to have computers in the home and all that at an early age. And I remember I built my first computer with my stepdad, but something happened where I just kind of like fell off, and I took like HTML in school.
Yeah.
But then it seemed like it just went super fast all of a sudden. And then I'm like, I don't know.
Oh yeah. I totally feel you. How old were you when you built your first computer with your dad?
This has been 12, 11 or 12, 13 maybe.
See, I remember that because I think I was, 9 or 10 when I remember first logging on to Internet Explorer or Netscape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going, when I was in college, I built my first pages of a website, and I was learning HTML as well. And I was in school for journalism, and it was within those few years, though, that like social media and just development and JavaScript and multimedia internet like exploded. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like I never caught up completely.
I was dating this girl a while ago, and she was younger. She was in her early 20s, and she's a writer too. So she set up a WordPress thing, and she's like, you need to get a WordPress. You need to get some sort of web presence out there. I'm like, I don't know how to do it. She's like, oh, it's super easy. Just, you'll figure it out. Just go on there. So I tried, couldn't figure it out. It was tough.
Yeah.
You have to know some like basics. And I was like, well, I remember some HTML. I remember what do you call that? Bracket B.
Yeah.
And then you type your stuff, and then bracket with a backslash B, and then that's bold.
It is.
But that's really all I remember. So I think there's a U for underline.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So all your page would be is like you yelling at people with
basically,
your
words. Yes. And underlining to show need to read this right away.
You know what's funny, though? You as a, well, I'm sitting here in your studio, and apparently, yes, you are an artist. Like, I'm enthralled. I'm not an artist. This is beautiful. But for artists, like, Tumblr is actually probably best suited to them, because some of the most popular Tumblr blogs are just people or artists posting pictures with, like, hardly any words. And people are so visually driven.
Yeah.
You know, they'll follow the heck out of that. Can I say heck?
Yeah, you can say heck.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually kind of like scared of the internet. Like when we were talking today on Facebook, I was like, I don't want to give you my address on Facebook. I have to email you, even though Google has it now. So they're probably just as bad. But I feel a little more comfortable with Google as opposed to Facebook.
Do you? I think they're all just going to merge into one ugly black dragon.
They might.
McDonald's too.
It's getting that way. Yeah, but there's always Burger King.
That's
you know,
true.
If you want some soggy ass nuggets, you know, you can go to ass is okay.
You
I
can
think.
Say ass?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Joe might yell at me. I don't know. But we're here with Natasha Samrani. She is a comedian and writer. And Natasha was at, oh dear God, I just dropped my mic. I don't know what happened to this thing. It's okay.
It wants some attention.
Yes. I'll just put it directly into my mouth now.
You got your mouth right on that.
Yes, definitely. So you've only been doing comedy for a couple of years?
3 years.
Three years.
I've only been doing stand-up for a year and a half. Mm-hmm.
So what made you make that transition from improv to stand-up? Because that's a totally different beast there.
You know what's so funny, too? I didn't even know until a couple months ago that apparently stand-ups and improvisers, at least in the Chicago comedy scene, just have this, like, this innate hatred.
Yeah.
Or, you know, even if it's, I feel it's more like the, like from West Side Story, like the Jets and the Sharks hatred against each other.
I was going to say rollerbladers and skateboarders.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The improvisers are definitely the rollerbladers.
Because they got to share the skate park, you know?
Yeah.
They don't really...
It's ridiculous too, because a lot of stand-ups come from improv. I think it's just a matter of like, what's your journey to find your voice?
Mm-hmm. Are you still doing improv now, or?
I haven't done it since I've been down in Florida, but when I was back in Chicago, I get my hands like in a lot of creative projects. Like I'm an editor, a film editor, and well, not like George Lucas film, but like I'm working on a video series. I love editing. I do some sound projects, and then I love to do storytelling as well. In Chicago, there's this big scene that's very, very well developed of like, you know, like when your grandpa used to sit down and tell you stories. Well, now it's like an entertainment thing. But to answer your question, yeah, I did improv, stand-up, storytelling, anything where I could perform and create and write.
Yeah. That's why, yeah, I'd like to start that. There is an improv group in Tampa. Like, there's some things in Tampa, but there's nothing really here in St. Pete. And I would like to, I mean, start. Why not? There's such a great scene here in St. Pete.
There is.
That, I mean, there's the music's great. Art's great. It's a big thing.
And
visual
it's grown,
art.
Like, since I think the last time I was in St. Pete was probably 4 years ago, and
oh yeah,
God, it's so
totally
colorful
different.
And just yeah.
Yeah, it's going through a renaissance right now.
It is. Well, I'll jump on that wagon with you if you need another writer performer.
Yeah, no doubt.
All the people here, yeah.
Certainly. What is your video series about?
It is called Real Talk, and it's interviewing comedians just about sort of behind the scenes about, you know, what it is that drives them, their comedy, and sort of like here, just having a real conversation with them. So we're just putting out the second episode tomorrow. Yeah.
Is it Chicago people?
The first few interviews that we have in the can, the first five are Chicago people because we started this in Chicago. But now that I'm down here, I mean, it's open to performers. We've interviewed one storyteller as well, and one guy who is a stand-up and an improviser. So, yeah, anyone, I guess, that, you know, that's exciting to watch and that has a, you know, a different story, we would love to talk to them.
Is there like a, is it just really loose like this, or is there kind of like, do you have a...
Well, the cool thing is my co-producer, she's actually a good friend of mine. She and I work well together because she is so good at engaging with people and having that natural conversation. And my background in journalism, I'm able to sort of, you know, drive a form to it. So it's a little bit of, it's a mix, a little bit of each.
That's good that you kind of have that, because I don't know what I'm doing with either of those. So I'm just taking a crash course and learning how to do this completely on my own. One of my big things is I don't know what the hell to say to people generally, like when I first meet them.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that I'm going to say something terrible.
Do you mean like when you're on the mic in your studio or like out in the world?
In general.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's hard and I hate small talk and chit chat.
Me too.
It's just...
Do you have social anxiety? Or are you just more like an introvert? Or
I think I probably used to. Yeah. Not so much anymore. It's just hard to gauge what to say to that person because I do goof around a lot and it's hard for me to really take anything serious.
You sound so comfortable behind a mic.
Thank you. It's very hard work to sound this way.
I think it's funny. When I was in grad school, I remember I was helping a friend who was doing some poli sci project. I had my recorder that I'd used for reporting, a voice recorder. And the first time he heard himself, like his voice, it just blew
it's
his mind
shock.
And he didn't like it.
No, I don't think anybody does.
But I've gotten that reaction from, and I forgot about that. Like when I was an intern doing radio broadcasts in college, I think I did feel that way the first time.
Yeah, it's jarring to hear. I think the first time I heard it was on a voicemail that I left my friend.
No kidding.
And I didn't know. Like, you don't know. If you don't hear your own voice, it sounds totally different, you know, going into your ears.
What, did they play it for you? Or did
yeah,
you,
I think they were like just checking their, they didn't like intend for me to hear it. They were just kind of listening to their voicemail aloud on speaker, and I happened to be there. And I knew it was me, but it was shocking. It was shocking to hear it. And I was like, I don't like that one bit.
Just put it away.
I still hate the sound of my own voice, but it's...
Really?
Yeah, I don't listen to these once I'm done with them. I don't listen to them
kidding.
At all. No.
I've heard that about some film actors that I follow, too, that once they do a movie and it's completely done, like, sometimes they don't see it at all.
Yeah.
so crazy.
I saw an interview with Adam Carolla, who does, you know, podcasting. Yeah. And he says he never listens to him. Right. And I used to initially because I thought, okay, well, I need to critique these in order to get better. But you can't, it's hard to critique yourself because you don't know really where you're going wrong. So I was like, screw it. I don't need to.
That's true. It's just going to make you either love yourself more than you should or hate yourself
yes,
more.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You just need to send them off to people, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty much. I mean, my friends listen every now and then and they'll give me some pointers and I'll either be like, ah, you know, I'll take that.
Well, I love this setup. If you ever decide to stop, which you shouldn't, I'll buy this whole studio.
You know, this was very easy to put together and very cost effective.
Yeah.
I can send you in all the, like, I think the mixer was like $50. These swinging arm things were like $15 a piece. Microphones, I think, were like $12. I mean, probably less than a couple $100 you could do this.
I'm so excited about putting together my next workstation at home, my next desktop. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but, you know, whether it's a Macintosh or whatever, just the pieces for it, right? Because it is creating your own world.
Sure.
And I haven't had access to something like that in so long.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, yeah. I don't sit on my furniture at all. Like, I'm sitting at this desk. If I'm in this room, I'm sitting here. Otherwise, I'm just laying down.
Yeah.
If I'm in my apartment, I'm either laying down in my bed or sitting in my captain's chair here where I can kind of maneuver all about. I got my art station.
You
and
do.
Then I got my broadcasting station.
It's a good maneuvering
station.
Chair.
Oh, it's fantastic.
For some reason, when you were talking about that, like how you only lay down or sit, it reminded me when I first... No, not when I first moved to Chicago. Like last year, my younger sister moved up from Tampa, and she's an artist. She's also just does the weirdest things, and she's so funny. And I didn't have any furniture in that place. I had just moved places, and so like we would eat dinner on the kitchen floor, and like you know whatever, watch stuff on an iPad in some random chair. But I would wake up sometimes and. She'd be outside my bedroom and I would just hear like the swishing sound and I'd open my door and she'd be on the floor on her back looking up at me and I'd be like, Bella, what are you doing? And she would just be on the floor pushing herself along with her legs, just exploring this space like a worm.
Like, I used to do that when I was a kid.
Did you do when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess she has kind of the same thing. I'm trying to think what I was trying to get out of that when I was a kid. I think it just felt good on my back. Got like a back scratching.
You knew exactly what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You just push off furniture. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's so weird.
So what else? It seems like you got your hands in a lot of honeypots here. What else you got going on?
I do. We have the comedy web series. Let's see. Real Talk. I am...
How do people find that? Is that just on the Tumblr?
That is on... I'm trying to think... God, I did not prepare
YouTube?
Like I should have. Yes, it is on the YouTubes. Actually, we're going to make its own channel. But right now, if you look for YouTube, type in one word, bum rush laxative.
Bum, like B-U-M, rush,
laxative.
Is that your official...
That is not mine. That is my co-producer's. And we just haven't changed it yet because we are so new at this.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's on there. Or if they just like type in Real Talk YouTube, hopefully it'll pop up.
I just feel like it's going to be like black comedians that pop up and then be like, I got something to say.
You know what we should put?
Real Talk. Girl.
Real Talk. Hashtag Real Talk. Give everyone my Twitter.
And yeah, what's your Twitter?
Because I post the heck out of everything. It's just at Natasha Sam Rainey.
Just one word.
One word. Natasha.
Nice.
Samreny.
Maybe follow her on the Twitter box.
Are we on the Twitter box.
And you can find Bum Rush Laxatives and hence the videos that are on
They're
that
They're going
to
find so many weird things that I'm not expecting.
I can imagine. I'm pretty excited about it.
This is terrible. You are not.
I am. No, I'm going to look it
that
up as,
so
soon as soon as we're done with this. I'm pretty excited. I did drink that cup of coffee and burrito.
That's right.
So I'm going to have some time to kill a little later after this.
Yeah, but if you don't make it until the end of this broadcast, I'm just going to sit here and
sit silently. Just you got to sit silently. Don't say anything. It'll just be dead air. For
it's super awkward since you don't edit this thing.
No, I don't at all. Oh, that's what I was telling you, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it. I'm sure there's a way to edit audio.
Oh, I do.
But also, I only got the Google Chromebook. I don't have, it's just an internet
box. It's very
box.
Limited, huh?
Yeah, I can't really, like, compute
internet
on it.
Box.
But, so it's, I actually kind of like it, though, that I can't edit because it keeps you, you know, on your toes.
It sure does.
It took me a while, but now I'm so used to it. I was worried because this Radio St. Pete thing, I think we're supposed to go to FM pretty soon, next year, early next year. Ooh. And hopefully I'll have a spot on that station. And I was like, man, that's going to be really hard for me not to curse, because I curse all the time and really inappropriate times too.
Yeah.
So, but it's also, I think, made it better because now I watch that in my everyday life too. I don't curse so much.
That's really good.
Because there's a time and a place for it. It is an effective form of communication. But when you overuse it, it just loses its meaning, you know?
I think that's, yeah, I guess that's true. I've noticed when going to Chicago and doing stand-up that I definitely, you know, just throwing around sailor words a lot more than I used to. I have to stop myself.
Yeah, no doubt.
Down here, I feel like people are a little more like, mm-hmm. What did you say?
Is it more mellow here than Chicago?
I think so, for sure.
But you haven't checked out too much of the comedy scene here yet either.
No,
right?
I've been all around. You know, the cool thing and sort of disadvantage about the Bay Area here is that you do have to drive far to get to each little locale, like Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete. But the other cool thing is that you can, you know, zing to all those cities and sort of get a different vibe. So I've been checking out Tampa and Sarasota as well.
Yeah, my car leaks like a sieve, so I can't really drive anywhere.
So you got a hot air balloon yourself everywhere?
Basically, I ride a bicycle. That's my bicycle over there.
Oh, it is.
I ride that around.
You ride it in these heels right here?
Yes, a couple times a week at least, just for the stairs. Yeah.
You can work on your calves even more just riding your bike in those heels.
Definitely, definitely.
Dang, well.
And they fit too. There is a photo of me wearing these to, it was a goof, and one of my friends managed to get a cell phone shot of me and them. And I'm kind of like, I can't stand on them. My hands are out like in this really Frankenstein position.
It's not easy.
No, it's not. I can't believe you girls do that to yourselves,
I can't
frankly.
Believe we do either. When I was younger, my mom, I have three sisters, and she used to make us like practice with our school books on our head walking with heels. You're supposed to have good posture.
Yeah.
And if you can hold the book still on your head while walking in heels, then you have it right.
I'm pretty sure that's abuse. I'm pretty sure your mom could be in jail for this.
She pretty much wore heels like all throughout her, you know, young adult and adult life. Even when she was pregnant, I don't know how she did it.
My grandmother is like 80 something. And every time I see her, she still has heels on.
How?
I don't know. She's in great shape for an older lady. She does not look 80. She looks like she's probably in her early 60s. Yeah. I mean, she always, I guess maybe she's slowing down a little bit, but she still is wearing like pencil skirts and heels
really?
And stuff all the time.
Wait, is this you? Didn't you tell me you're part Hungarian?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I think I'm a lot of things. I had to do a project for school, I remember, in fifth grade, and I asked my mom's mom, who's passed away now, but I was like, can you help me with this? And she's like, not really, honestly. Oh. I don't really. We're from all, just put Europe.
It's just Europe.
There were some rooms in those areas.
It was supposed
Europe.
To be like an origin paper or something of your family history.
I think I had to make a diorama.
Oh.
Or is it how you say
oh,
diorama?
Yeah, like the little shoebox and like 3D
yes,
thing.
Right.
I hated doing those.
I love doing those.
Really? Well, because you're an artist.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a lot
of fun. I
just
wanted to write
those.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
But yeah, I don't know what the hell I am. Hmm. I have no idea.
You can make something up.
Yeah.
Your peanuts.
Yes.
You're Schultzian.
Right. I'm just a character. Character of a human being.
You're a caricature.
Walking
yeah.
around. So we are sitting with Natasha Sam Rainey. We got to wrap up here already pretty soon. I can't believe we got about 6 more minutes.
Mm.
Time just flies by on these things.
Yeah. What do we want to talk about in 6 minutes?
I should, you know what I should do?
Hmm.
I should get like a list of emergency questions that just in case things lag towards the end. I don't have this problem though ever. Like I always get through them.
Oh, okay.
On perfect timing, but yeah. I should have a list just in case. Let's make the list.
Okay.
Okay.
Emergency
so,
questions? Like you really want to get like some like oomph
yeah.
sort of answer out?
Yeah. Like, you know how James Lipton inside the actor studio
yes.
asked those. And I know he didn't come up with those.
Yeah.
Those are like famous questions. And I don't want to use those.
No.
Because that's hack. You can't use somebody else's.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it's already been used before. So let's come up with some. Okay. Emergency questions. I'm writing down the list. Do you, this is harder than it looks.
You're just writing and really hoping something will come out, huh?
Heels or flats, if you had to choose, if heels didn't bother you and you could just wear them without pain, what would you choose to wear?
Flats, because Gosh, I've stopped wearing heels in Chicago unless like some guy is picking me up in a limo. Because if you have to get away, it is so hard to run in heels.
Yeah.
Especially definitely. In the icy streets, and it is winter half the year there.
I bet.
So flats.
I just think it's hilarious when the girls down here, you know, do you know what First Friday is?
Yeah.
It's just a mess. It's just a sea of humanity of young 20 somethings that just get hammered. And
the girls are doing it in heels.
Doing it in heels, but then they walk down the streets of, and I saw a story on Bay News 9 probably like a couple years ago, which is like the local, mm-hmm. you know, news station, that they spray the downtown streets with a chemical every night, like at 4 or 5 in the morning because of the smell, because it's just,
they just all take off their shoes.
Yeah, they take off their shoes and walk around.
No, there's no way they would spray it because there's enough feet smell to like...
No, not the feet smell. Oh. It has more to do with like doo-doo and
I was like,
pee-pees.
I was imagining all of these shoeless women and I'm like, I don't...
No. That wouldn't do anything. But it's we have a big homeless population
yeah,
here. And sometimes if you gotta go, you gotta go and you're just gonna go on the street. So they have to spray a chemical nightly in order to keep that smell away down here.
That's true. Okay, I have an emergency question for you.
Okay.
If you had to pick between two dates and you had to go on a date and one girl had bad BO and the other one had bad breath.
Man, I think I would go with bad breath.
Yeah.
Because at least you could go in public with the bad breath and just don't, you could just turn your head slightly
every
to the left or right.
And talk to okay. my good ear.
Yeah. And just kind of work it out that way. Maybe can you offer gum or anything?
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't work.
That's true. You know what you need to do for that, I found out?
You need to spray your mouth with that stuff from the street.
Yeah. That would be, yes, Listerine with that, whatever that chemical is. Tongue scraping.
That's true.
It changed my life.
Did it?
Yeah.
How do you know?
It really did. Because I don't think I had like bad breath or uh-huh. anything, but I always wondered what the white stuff was on your tongue, on anybody's tongue.
Bacteria?
I guess it's just like stuff that accumulates, you know, and then when you get a good scraping in, oh man.
You're just killing off all those 100 little universe on your tongue.
Well, good riddance. They deserve to die. And I wish them nothing but hell. But yeah, that was like a life-changing moment for me. And I think that was part of the goal of my 20s was to learn that lesson about tongue scraping.
That's all right. So we have a goal every decade or something, some necessary epiphany. And yours is tongue scraping.
I think that was a big one. It is definitely at least top 10. That would be a good one. We could talk to people coming out of their 20s. What did you learn out of your 20s?
I think what I learned is don't get engaged in your 20s.
It's a good idea. It's a very good idea.
Or if you do, break it off before you get married.
Yeah. I've managed. I don't think people should get married until they're like 40.
Yeah,
if at all. I don't know if I believe in
in
the whole marriage thing. I don't understand why just people can't enjoy each other's time, why you got to get the paperwork flowing.
Because everyone's else got to be involved somehow.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I feel like we could talk a lot about that, but let's wrap it up. Yeah. You come back sometime though, yeah?
Sure will.
Natasha, thank you very much for being here. Give out all your goodies where people can find you on
sure
the web.
Thing. So I'm on Twitter at Natasha Sam Rainey, and Sam Rainey is SamReny. I also have a blog, Natasha Sam Rainey Writes, on Tumblr. And then I have a comedy web series, second episode's coming up, called Real Talk. You can find it on YouTube at Bum Rush Laxative.
That's it. That was really good. You, for not coming prepared at all, you got all that out really nicely. And you can find me on Twitter at @home_made_man, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast. What else? Next open mic is December 9th, and that's going to be at Sly Bar once again. More info on that later. And I'm going to take a few weeks off, because when you're not getting paid and you work, can't nobody can say jack to you. So I'm going to go enjoy my birthday in Chicago. And then the next week is Thanksgiving. So F it, man. I'm just going to take a few weeks off. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Radio St. Pete, have a great holiday. Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much food. And I love you. And I hope you have a great day. I'm trying to find this music. Natasha, help me.
Start singing?
I think I might have closed the music I need. Whatever. Okay. See you all later. Bye.